A man will appear in Christchurch District Court today following an online threat to blow up two mosques on the second anniversary of the Christchurch attacks. The Linwood Islamic Centre and the Al Noor Mosque were the two sites of the 2019 attack, where 51 people were massacred. Last Sunday, a poster on the 4chan website threatened to kill even more people by using car bombs. After a member of the public spotted the conversation thread, they alerted police via the Crime Stoppers telephone service, and on Tuesday this week, police used sniffer dogs to search both mosques. It's not known if anything was found. Yesterday evening, police arrested two people in Christchurch after executing search warrants in Linwood and St Albans. One was released, but the other, a 27-year-old man, will appear in the Christchurch District Court today, charged with threatening to kill. At a news conference last night, Canterbury District Commander John Price said the threat was credible, and the investigation will likely result in further charges.
I just want to reinforce that we take these matters extremely seriously, and we're also working very closely with our Muslim community. Any threat made on our community and our people is a threat on our society and will not be tolerated.
He said even the act of making a threat warrants police action.
Any messages of hate or people wanting to cause harm in our community, they will be held to account. Our inquiries into this matter are ongoing, and as a result, we're not in a position to provide further detail on the nature of the threat.
The arrests come less than 2 weeks out from the second anniversary of the attack. Of course, 51 people killed at the two mosques, many, many more injured. John Price said people should feel safe about attending the anniversary.
We want to make sure the memorial service goes off well for all New Zealanders. The whole of the New Zealand police will be at an alert level that will require us just to connect with our communities. But we will, here in Canterbury, will have a large reassurance phase. We'll also be ensuring that we've got the ability to police the event so people can come, remember, and be there safely.
The Islamic Women's Council says the threat to use car bombs at the Christchurch mosques is especially cruel so close to the anniversary of the terror attacks. A spokesperson, Anjum Rahman, says it also shows the need for a strong national security system. She says the council thanks the person who alerted the police to the threat and the officers for taking quick action. The Muslim Association of Canterbury also thanked the police for acting promptly as well, and as well as working in collaboration with community leaders.